Hey you guys, it's William and Sinan calling from WooWee Blogs. We are here at day 5 of Eurovision 2021 rehearsals. Acts from semi-final 1 are taking the stage for a second time. This time they only have 20 minutes to rehearse, whereas they had 30 minutes during their first rehearsal the other day. People have made tweaks, people have changed graphics, angles, and I think we need to review the first 3 of them. They were Lithuania, Slovenia, and Russia. Are you ready?
Let's do this!
Kicking off with Lithuania, this was really sweet, actually. Vaidotas is so expressive. You know, he's going like, at different times, when he's going like this, he's going like that. Much was the same, but I think it was tighter. Mm-hmm. I think they worked out their camera angles. There are these lovely swooping shots now where the camera kind of goes like this. So almost like you're flying across the stage. You see how big it is. I think the checkerboard pattern behind them has changed slightly. You see the big checkerboard, then you see little checkerboards, and then you see like a purple almost checkerboard pattern. Yeah. So they mixed it up. They were just as effervescent and exciting, and their choreography was more on point. They seemed tighter. Oh, do you know what I mean? Like in a good way. Like they were hitting all their marks. This was great, and it remains great. I'm really, really pleased with this.
Absolutely. Vaidas, oh my gosh, his face impressions, like always smiling, and you know, that was so happy. And you know, as you said about the moves, they were so on point with the beat. That was really important because he was doing, you know, this, it was really exactly with the beat. That really made an impression on me, and it was perfection, I think. Yeah. They were great on the first rehearsal. They are now perfect now.
I love how there's the white strobe that connotes the storm, the lightning. I really didn't notice that during the first day of rehearsal. So they'll have like a white triangle. It's like a strobe effect almost. Mm-hmm. It's very impactful. Feeling good.
Yeah, they showed us a lot of new effects as well. They were not huge effects, but still little, but very effective.
Yeah, and I think definitely enough. Sometimes you can do too much. This is just enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up was Slovenia. Slovenia. Who is she? Slovenia.
Slovenia girl.
Hey, Slovenia. Love you, babes. Hallelujah. She was glorious, as she always is. Everything was the same. Nothing changed. Gold lights, beautiful woman in white. I think she was holding back slightly, if I'm honest. I think she was resting her voice. Like, she wasn't going full on out there. But it was fine. I still think this will struggle to qualify. Now that we've seen them all, Sinan, do you think this could make it through?
It will be hard. We know semifinal 1 is really tough. But yeah, it will be hard. But I think juries will love this because that voice filled the arena. Like, it was really rich, as always. We know Anna Soklic. She's a great vocalist. And I don't know why they did that part. You know, when she goes towards the end, you know, hallelujah, you know, with the choir.
Yeah, and then but she starts walking down the runway.
She's like, sing it. Like, there will be not that much audience.
Yeah.
Well, 3,500, it's still a huge audience.
The Roop will be there in the green room, so they'll be like, sing it!
Yeah, maybe the delegations, you know, can help with the singing. I think that was...
It's like they should have put like digital hands, you know, like thousands of hands on the screen, and then it would be people singing it. But right now it's like, sing it, but it's just a picture of the earth.
Yeah, we won't have any audience in the fan zone, so that's why it's my concerns. But maybe cameras will show, you know, the sitting places where people will be.
I did like the horizon of the earth. I thought that was really gorgeous. You see the earth rising at one point, and it reflects on the floor, so you see the full earth, but it's reflection of one half. That
well,
was
the
really
graphics,
nice.
The backdrops, you can't say anything bad for it. They were beautiful.
All right, and then finally, it was Manisha, Russian woman. This was excellent. This was so excellent. You know, the ending when she says, be the change, you know, be the change, we are the change.
Oh.
It's very powerful. I didn't notice this in the first rehearsal, but when the screen of Russian women at the climax of the song appears, you know, behind her, it's kind of like how they've been staging The Voice and all these shows during the pandemic where you beam people in from home. So it has that familiarity because we've been watching reality shows with that. But at that moment, she turns to the screen. So she's singing to her fellow Russian women.
you know.
Yeah, she's praising them.
Yes.
And you see very clearly women of different shades of skin, women with different styles. You see rainbows, LGBTQ women. It's a very deliberate show of Russia includes all these people. We are here and we have a voice. It's really beautiful.
I absolutely loved it. And her vocals were great this time. The last time I heard that she had a little bit issue, but now they are perfect. And I love that part, you know, when she's got I love that part. She is really such a theatrical artist. I really love this on her. And I think we saw something new on the background. Suzanne really made
the angle of the face.
That was really cool. And it's the second rehearsals, I think all of them, they will be, you know, improved a lot. So good job, Russia.
She's actually on the TV right now, and you know, she's wearing that gorgeous golden headpiece, and I didn't really notice it during the first run through, but it is quite ornate, and it actually matches the sort of golden hues of the religious figure who has on, you know, the highly stylized classic, I don't know, angelic halo. And the face you were talking about, there's a face of a Russian woman painted, and the angle is different, so the face becomes quite big.
Beautiful.
This is just so bold and colorful, and on a theatrical point, Manisha's face, she's so good at doing you know, all of that stuff. So it's playful as well. This is excellent. This is going through. I think the televoters are going to go crazy for this.
Yes. Even though she can, go to top five.
Yeah.
Why not?
I hope the juries go for this as well.
I think they will, because the message is so strong. And also Manisha's reputation, I think she gives us a lot of, you know, meaning, and she's so clever and really intelligent artist, which is very, very, very important.
It's just really stirring. It takes you from pop crazy out there to this religious moment with the hands raised, singing to other Russian women. She's on the floor. She's literally on the floor kneeling, shouting out to her girls. And then she gets back up. I love when they have an aerial shot. The floor is like not red lava, a red rose, red something. It's like red satin flowing. You know, the red of Mother Russia, basically. And she's part of it. She's on it. She's in it. And at the end, she raises the fist.
We are the change. You are the change, women. You are.
Very Mons Zelmerlove stickman at the end. You know, he also raises his hand. He's a hero of our time, and Manisha is our hero of the morning rehearsals. Okay, guys.
Women are our heroes.
They give us life in so many ways. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness, during her third run through, when she does that religious moment, the da da da, there were flames, pyro shooting out from all over the place. It felt very, very religious. It had that kind of, I don't know, Land of Fire, Zoroastrianism feel, living for it. We will see you later. Bye.
Bye.